Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. I hope you had a great holiday weekend. We're going to ease into the week today with just a couple of announcements of things happening in the area. The Ellsworth Public Library is celebrating Library Card Sign-Up Month this month by partnering with 15 downtown businesses to offer discounts and free items to folks who have one of their library cards. The cards are free for all residents of Ellsworth, as well as some neighboring towns, so if you're not sure, you should check with your town or the library. If you don't already have a library card from Ellsworth, you can go to the library and get one at the circulation desk. You'll need a photo ID or a piece of mail with your current address. You can also register online for a library card. You can find all the information at ellsworthlibrary.net. In Bar Harbor, the Acadia National Park Advisory Commission will be meeting at Skudik Institute's Moore Auditorium in Winter Harbor next Monday, September 9th at 1 p.m. They will also have an option to attend virtually. The meeting is open to the public and will include an opportunity for public comment. The agenda includes a superintendent's report with updates on transportation, visitation, summer and fall programming, co-stewardship with Wabanaki tribes, storm damage, and construction and maintenance projects. Additional topics may be discussed based on the interest of the Advisory Commission members. Friends of Acadia and Skudik Institute will also be providing reports. You do need to register in advance if you want to attend the meeting virtually, and they will send you a confirmation email with a Zoom address after you do that. The website is NPS, for National Park Service, nps.gov/ACAD, or you can call Amanda Pollock at 207-288-8806. And taking a quick look at what was in the news on September 3rd, 1924, 100 years ago today in Maine, there were reports of trouble in the textile industry that was causing closures of mills throughout New England and reorganization of the largest manufacturers of cotton goods in the country. In happier news, they also reported that the first day of the Blue Hill Fair, which had opened the day before, went very well with close and exciting races and two ball games. The Eastern Ponies of South Brewer had beat Castine 15-4 and then lost to Blue Hill 3-0 for the Eastern Maine Amateur Championship. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.